This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. No calls for the rest of the broadcast class, please, for today. Kathy was talking about egg cartons at 79 cents a piece from TSC, Tractor Supply Company. Seems like a lot of money, I know. Well, I need to buy some egg cartons for our campers, our guests at the farm. So I did some research, and if you want non-labeled egg cartons, and that's what we would want, non-labeled egg cartons, you know, ones that don't say the name of a supermarket or the Chinese factory outlet or something like that. If you want brand new pulp, which is recycled paper, cardboard, if you buy 50 of them at a time, without labels on them, without imprinting, they're $1.10 each. That's without the eggs, and that's without shipping. If you buy 500 of them at a time, this is for 12 eggs, they're 53 cents a piece without shipping. Now, if you want to label them, you can buy the labels with your label design, your logo. The labels are 55 cents a piece. So in quantities of 500, which would probably be about the number we would buy at a time for our campers at Natural Farms, we're talking 53 cents for the egg carton if we wanted a dozen egg style carton, and 55 cents for the label, $1.08 without shipping per egg carton. Now there's an alternative that's a little less expensive. That would be an egg carton that holds 6 eggs. So a 6 egg, half dozen carton without a label is 30 cents. If you want the label, that's 55 cents more. So now you're looking at 85 cents for a 6 pack egg carton each. These numbers are really high class. Really, really high. So this is a hurdle that we're going to have to figure out the answer to. And so far, I don't like any of the answers. The last thing I want to do is charge our guests 85 cents for the empty carton plus whatever the shipping cost was. Let's say it's 5 or 10 cents more. Let's say 90 or 95 cents for a delivered egg carton, empty with a label on it. That's the last thing I want to do, charge our guests that much money for an empty egg carton. And then add the cost of the eggs on top of that. It's getting to the point where people are going to be in gridlock. This is inflation. There's no two ways about it. And I think we're looking at this for a long time. I think the kind of vacation that people are going to want to take going forward is the kind that we're going to be offering here at Natural Farms. This is not marketing. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm just saying, if you compare spending a week here at the farm, the cost of that as a guest to the cost of going to Disney, there's no comparison. It'll probably cost less than 5% of the cost of going to Disney to spend that amount of time here at the farm. Kathy, any comments about that? You think that the economy is going to shape people's behavior in terms of what they do to get away?
Oh, I'm sure, Vince, although I still hear of a lot of people going on cruises and going to Mexico and going all over the place. I mean, a lot of people I know are still doing that. We're not. But I do see that is, I think people are going to want just a quiet, simpler life. And really, it's going to be what you can afford. I know as a child, we never went on any elaborate vacations. We would rent a cabin by a lake and fish. And it was just an old cabin, nothing special. Or if we went anywhere, we always stayed with the people that were there because we couldn't afford, like, to stay in a hotel or anything. So I can see that that's how it would, you know, how people would want to just have, get back to nature, maybe regenerate and refresh themselves then.
I think we need to get away from burning holes in the atmosphere, you know, with jets. I think we need to get away from these fly to and fly back from vacations, you know, couple days in Mexico on the beach to read a book, and it's insanity to me. Flying to the beach in Florida, flying for spring break. I mean, those are not necessary. We're destroying the planet by doing those things, and it's got to stop. I mean, if you look at what's happening in California with the flooding, you know, the flooding, we're doing a lot of this. Man-made changing of the environment intentionally and just through our normal living. There are holes that have developed in roads that people are driving along and they're not paying attention, and they drive into what used to be the road, which is now a hole that's 20 feet deep. They drive the car right into these things. In California, I was looking at an image of just a couple days ago. Two cars drove right into these great big holes. These holes must be 60 feet across, more than one lane of the highway. They just drove right in. And four people walked into the hole. How is that possible? How can somebody not look forward? I know what it is. Tesla hasn't figured out that they need to look for holes. They just drive right into the holes. By the way, there was an 8-car pileup in a tunnel. Tesla did it. Guy was driving his Tesla. It's on autopilot. The car changed lanes. The Tesla changed lanes. No, before it signaled, it changed lanes. And then it slammed on the brakes. And what it did, cars were piled up on top of each other. 8 of them. All Elon Musk's fault. I think it's about time that people sue the board of directors of Tesla for vehicular homicide, for causing accidents. I think it's time that they take these things off the road. Actually, it's way past time. The time to take them off the road is before they were put on the road in the first place. I think that if I wanted to make some money, I would short Tesla. I'm not giving stock advice. But I've never really believed that the stock market was fair. I think it's rigged. I think it's manipulated. Actually, I know it is. I asked Bob Chapman that. He said it is. So, I guess what I'm saying is, I know what we need to do. We need to use less. We need to recycle. We need to conserve. And we need to be more diligent and less frivolous and less careless and less reckless. And we need to buy things that are durable. And, you know, our government can fix it. Our government can say, y'all want to sell it? Well, it's got to last 30 years. We can't sell it. And then you have to keep parts for it for another 30 years. And if you don't, you can't sell it. And if you pull a stunt like trying to sell it, well, we have a jail cell for you and the board of directors and all of the vice presidents of the corporation. Every officer goes to jail, every single one of you. And then all these officers of the corporation are going to look at each other and say, what are you thinking? You really think we can get away with that stunt? No way. You can't do that because I'm not going to jail because y'all are doing stupid stuff, making products that only last, I don't know, 3-4 years. How often do you go to buy parts and the parts guy says, you know, that's really old. I mean, we haven't seen those in years. Heck, that's got to be 10 years old. We haven't had parts for those in years. That's 10 years old. That's where we are today. So now we have we have appliances that we can't fix because you can't get the parts for them. So they become landfill ornaments until they get covered up with dirt. That's where we are. Kathy, back to you.
Well, you know, Vince, you were... Actually, I did a little reading before today, and some of the men that were writing these different articles made comments, and they said that, you know, you can do a lot with the older tools. Like, one guy had an old wrench, and it was just a video, so I didn't see, I mean, I didn't know everything he was doing, but I think he sandblasted it first, and then he took a file, and he got all the nicks out of it, and then he polished it, and it came out beautiful. Now, most people would have thrown that away, but it goes to, like, they made comments, like, if you know somebody that's into that field, you know, ask them if they want these tools, or you know a young man that's like getting started, or even if you contact the manufacturer, he was saying that sometimes they will take them back and look at them and repair them, or they'll have a replacement part on some of their tools. So I think before you throw it away and say, oh, I can't fix it, I do a little research to see just how it might be easy to fix it. And then they, you know, the other thing you could do, Vince, is you could always put it like online and say, or even if, you know, you knew somebody, say, hey, it's not working, but maybe you can use this for parts. At least you're not throwing it in a landfill. And if worse comes to worse, rather than throwing it in the landfill and it's something that can't be fixed, you could always take it for people that pay for scrap, the scrap metals and iron and all that. And at least it's not going in the landfill. But that was just my 2 cents on
yeah,
what I
very,
think.
Very good.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point. We have a... we'll call it a little box that we have a collection of broken tools that we keep. And we put them in that box because we can't use them because they're broken. But when we're going past the place that honors a warranty for them, we'll get them replaced. And a lot of them carried a lifetime warranty. Now, Harbor Freight is the number one most popular brand name in that box of broken tools. Okay, Pittsburgh is their, you know, they've stolen the name Pittsburgh because it's a location, it's a place. And so they were able to use Pittsburgh so that the American consumer would think, Pittsburgh, that's good. Or Chicago Electric. Those are two of the names that Harbor Freight uses on their tools. Well, when they break, the Pittsburgh tools have a lifetime warranty, and they break early and often. So those are the most popular tools in this broken toolbox we have. Craftsman screwdrivers, sometimes the tips crack off, and they have a lifetime warranty. Now, I don't know if we can get them replaced by Ace Hardware or Lowe's, the big box lumber store. I don't know if they'll replace them or not, but I'm going to find out. And then Proto, P-R-O-T-O, that's a top quality tool company. We've got one or two broken Proto tools. And then we have some electrical supply or electric wiring tools made by a company called Klein. And we've broken a couple of those. So Klein is considered top of the line. Proto is. Craftsman is. Harbor Freight isn't. But I'm going to bring them back at some point and see if we can get them replaced for free because they have lifetime warranties. Let's see how good the warranties are. And I suggest you all do the same thing. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you're talking about warranties, and had a hot water heater that leaked. It's sold by Lowe's. And it was a lifetime hot water heater made by Whirlpool. And it started leaking. And I bought it, and I spent extra for it because I thought, you know, I can just, it's for this house, this farmhouse. And it started leaking. And I called them up, and they said, there's a number on the front. And I called the, you know, support hotline. Yeah, try this. Yeah. Tried all those things, and they said, yeah, it's defective, it's leaking. And contact Lowe's. And they said, they'll give me another one. I said, great, another lifetime warranty? Hot water heater? Oh, no. We don't make those anymore. I said, so I've got a lifetime hot water heater. I was thinking that this is going to last a lifetime. I don't know whether it's my lifetime or its lifetime or what, but some lifetime. And so now you don't sell them anymore? So I'm going to get what? And they said, well, we've got a 6-year warranty. I said, so I'm going to be trading in my lifetime warranty hot water heater that I paid for extra for a 6-year hot water heater. I said, well, maybe you can get the 12-year one. It's okay. 12 years. So I'm trading lifetime for 12 years. And I said, so what's the difference between the lifetime hot water heater, the 12-year hot water heater that you make, and the 6-year hot water heater that you make? And he said, the warranty. I said, well, wait, what? The difference is the warranty? I said, yeah. And I'm talking to the corporate headquarters. I said, so let me see if I've got this right. So you're telling me that it's the same hot water heater, the same tank, you paint it different colors, you put a different number like 6, 12, or lifetime on it, and you sell them for different amounts, and it's basically the same tank, and the only difference is the warranty? Except maybe some electronics are different. I said, yeah, that's right. So, class, here's what that means to me. This is my opinion. Don't believe anything I I say. To me, that means what the company is doing is they are funding the warranty with charging a higher price. So the same thing for more money, but you get the impression that you're getting a better quality unit. But you're actually buying a warranty, which in my case evaporated. The warranty evaporated because they don't make that anymore. They don't make lifetime. Now, did I think when I bought that lifetime hot water heater, and I bought three of them in my life. One was at my parents' house in Virginia. We sold the house with the lifetime hot water heater. And I have two of them here at the farmhouse, or had two. So I'm thinking that it's a better hot water heater, and it's not. How about that? So put that together, and should you take advantage of the warranty claim? Absolutely. So what happened? So I went to Lowe's and I said, here is my RMA, Return Merchandise Authorization Number. I would like a lifetime hot water heater. Lowe's said, we don't have any. I said, well, what am I supposed to do? They said, well, we'll give you your money back. They don't want the old hot water heater. Believe me, it's a problem for them to dispose of it. It's a problem for me to lift it up the stairs. It's an 80-gallon hot water heater. It's really heavy. So there it sits in the basement, and I bought another one. And I bought one from Westinghouse, all stainless steel. That one probably ought to last a lot longer than the regular steel and porcelain hot water heater. So at this point, I like the Westinghouse hot water heater. I modified it with a sidearm heat exchanger on it. So it's an electric hot water heater, but I don't use the electric part. I just use it as an 80-gallon tank. And I heat the water with with our outdoor wood furnace. I got off on a tangent, but I thought it was worth talking about. Kathy, any comments?
Well, Vince, it goes back to knowing what the warranties are and being willing to pursue it and not just let somebody say, oh, well, there's nothing we can do. Good for you that you were able to get your money back and get a better one.
Well, Kathy, let me ask you this. If you saw a hot water heater, whether it be at Menards, Home Depot, Lowe's, or any of those other places, and you're looking at a hot water heater, and you and your husband are standing side by side, and you see lifetime, 12-year, 6-year, wouldn't the impression be that the lifetime would be better? Wouldn't it be that Polygon's going to work?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I have one other question for you before we go into this break. I mentioned brand names. Do other broadcasts mention brand names, or is it just us?
I haven't heard it, man.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Inflation continued to cool ever so slightly in December, 0.1% to be exact, but consumer prices continued to hurt American wallets in December, rising to 6.5% year to year.
It was ridiculous. I got some airport beers, so it wasn't too bad.
A man found a way to calm himself at the Denver airport after a failure of a federal pilot alert system Wednesday temporarily stranded travelers across the country. This is the second major transportation failure in recent weeks affecting airline travel. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg
is understanding exactly how this was possible and exactly what steps are needed to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Lawyers for collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX says it has recovered more than $5 billion worth of cash and crypto assets to help repay customers and investors. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, there's some breaking news that they found a second batch of documents, classified documents, in the garage of President Joe Biden's home. And so there they were in his garage, classified documents in his garage of his Wilmington, Delaware home. But there's another report that the president actually is building the wall. So for those of you who are concerned that project has not really come to fruition, well, they're close to finishing it. They're close to finishing the wall. And the wall I'm talking about is around his Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home. He's building a wall around that. And y'all are buying bricks. It's not very, I don't think it's very tasteful. I don't particularly like the style of the wall. But it's a wall, and I don't think any of you are going to be able to jump over it. It's pretty tall. And it's around his home in Rehoboth Beach. and each of y'all is buying a brick. It's $500,000. Actually, it's a little over $500,000. Now, how many of you, this is not a big wall. I mean, it's tall, but it's not like it's us trying to put a fence around our farm. It's nothing like that. It's just around the house proper. It's not all a big, it's not all that big of a house either. So the question I have for you is, how many of you are willing to open your wallet $500,000+ to build a fence around your house? How many of you would do that? Well, the guy in the big chair is. And it's partially done. It probably ought to be done in a couple of weeks. Anyway, just thought I'd share that news with you. That's what's happening in the national scene with your taxpayers' money. Kathy, what's next?
Okay, Vince, I promised that I would give some egg substitutes. And so I will start out. And I will tell you, I have tried some of these. I have not tried all of them. And some people have to use them because they do have an egg allergy. So that can be it. And sometimes you can do it if you have that in your home and you don't have eggs, like, oh, geez, you know, I ran out or I can't get them. So the first one is applesauce. And it's a quarter cup per egg. It does change the texture a little bit, but most of the time when I've used it, I've been happy with it. I would say if you're going to do any of these, do them just as a random trial on something, especially if you're going to have company over and you're not sure how it's going to come out. You can try it. I have noticed some of it's denser with certain things, so you may or may not like it, but that's the first one. The second one is a mashed banana, and that's the quarter cup for each egg. The third one is ground flax seeds. And with the ground flax seed, you want to take 3 tablespoons of water and then 1 tablespoon of the ground flax seed and whisk it together, and then that would be your substitute for an egg. I picked up one of these. It was called Energy. It's an egg substitute. And I bought them on clearance last year. They had them for a pittance. And I thought, well, okay, I don't really like to use it, but if I'm in a pinch, I can use it. And Bob's Red Mill has an egg replacer also. And so you can use that. When you use these, it's 1.5 teaspoons of the powder, and you want to go 2 to 3 tablespoons for each egg. You can kind of vary, like you want to make sure it's like liquidy for that. The next one, you can use plain yogurt or buttermilk, quarter cup. So if you have plain yogurt, I don't know why, you know, you could use it for that. Now, I haven't tried any of these, but I do have this arrowroot powder. It's 2 tablespoons of arrowroot powder and 3 tablespoons of water, and you mix it together, and you can try that. And this one I've been reading about, Vince, and I haven't tried it, but I've read like 5 or 6 times now. If you open up a can of beans, you have that liquid. It's called aquafaba. It's that, like that, almost like a gelatin-looking kind of a liquid. And people have used that for that, and they use 3 tablespoons for an egg. And I read it on some of the homestead sites that they've used it. So the next time I open up a can of beans, I'm going to just make something and set it aside, and I'm going to try it, and then I can report back.
When you say beans, Kathy, you're talking about you talking about kidney beans? Are you talking about lima beans, garbanzo beans, baked beans?
Well, I wouldn't say baked beans. I would say garbanzo beans are the one I've heard most. But this one article that this lady said, I got the feeling she didn't say specifically, but I would say my first choice would be the garbanzo beans. But then she mentioned that you could use it like for pinto or kidney. Now that might be a little different flavor, but it you know, it's something to try. I mean, if you're going to dump it down the sink, and my first choice would be the garbanzo beans. But a lot of times for me, I don't buy a lot of canned beans. I just make my own. I soak them overnight, and I make my own, and it's much cheaper. And talking about garbanzo beans or chickpeas, I read that those could be really getting hard to find. Apparently, whoever grew them, I might be wrong on this, but I thought it was India, was having trouble. Wherever they're grown, they were having trouble. So when I was out the last time, I make a lot of hummus, and I use them for different recipes for, like, different salads. I bought, like, 10 bags of them, and I just stored them in a glass jar. So if you like to make your own hummus or you like the garbanzo beans, you can try that. So that was one, Vince. And then the other one, there's another one. They said you can take 1 tablespoon of plain gelatin and 3 tablespoons of water. And then there's the last one, and I think you used this, Vince. It was the soy lecithin. And that's the same way. You use 1 tablespoon of lecithin and 3 tablespoons of water. So the reoccurring theme in most of this is you want to get 1/4 cup is your volume to replace an egg. So most of it's 1 tablespoon and then your 3 tablespoons of your water or your liquid. So those are just some things I would try then to, I mean, you know, I know eggs are expensive. I read it was overseas, I think it was New Zealand, they were getting $4 for 4 eggs, and you were limited to two of those. So you could only buy 8 eggs at a time. So, you know, if you have these other things there and it's inexpensive and you can use those and save your eggs for like an omelet or scrambled egg, you could also take an egg if you have a lot, which I'm sure, Vince, probably when the weather changes and your hens are laying more, you can just crack an egg, whisk it, put it in a ice cube tray, freeze them, and then you can either leave them in there. I mean, I obviously want to put them in a bag, you know, over the ice cube tray, or you can just take them out and put them in a bag and then take out 1 at a time for each egg, and you get like 1/4 cup. You could use that in baking. Now, obviously, you can't have a sunny side up egg with that, but you can freeze them if you happen to get more of a quantity or just want to have them. So, you know, Benson, one other thing I want to mention before I forget, we were talking about saving the egg carton. So I would just encourage people to, you know, think of people that are farmers and homesteaders or canners. You know, if you have like jelly jars, don't throw them away. Like, even if you don't have the canning kind, you can also save just regular commercial jelly jars and anybody that makes freezer jam or makes different kinds of sauces and stuff loves those little jars, because most of the time when I give my things away, I don't get my jars back. And so if I'm paying $1 a jar now, you know, I don't mind it if I'm giving it to a loved one, but if it's something that I was going to throw away anyway, then save your jars for canners or cooks. And then my neighbor, he makes really crisp pickles in the summer. And so I always save all my pickle jars, especially he likes the wide mouth ones. So that way he doesn't have to buy them, because these are refrigerated. They're not, you know, canned. So you don't need a canning jar. So I save all my pickle jars, and then he gives me refrigerator pickles. So I just think, you know, Vince, don't waste, you know, things. One quick story. I was in the thrift store a couple of days ago, and I had a whole bag of newspapers I was going to donate to the thrift store because they use it to wrap delicate and glass items. And this man came up to me, he's real sheepish. He said, "What are you doing with those newspapers?" I said, "Oh, I was just going to donate them." He goes, "Is there any way that I could have them?" He goes, "I can't find them, and I use them for my hobby." And he said, "I would love to have them." So I just gave them to him because I've got more at home that I can give to the thrift store. But I just like to be able to not throw things away and to give to other people that I know they can use them, Vince.
Very well said. Kathy, for years, I've been saying to the family, don't throw out those jars, because they're going to stop making glass jars. And if you think about it, class, if you bought pasta sauce, it came in glass jars. There's no two ways about it. That's what it came in. Well, it's not necessarily the case now. Only a small percentage of pasta sauce comes in glass jars, and that pasta sauce is more expensive than the run-of-the-mill pasta sauce because the jars are more expensive. And frankly, class, Captain John Reagan reported this many, many years ago. The world is running out of sand, S-A-N-D, you know, like the stuff at the beach. There's sand that is extracted that looks like sand, but the compression strength is not there. So you can't make concrete with it. So we're running out of sand. Now, sand, silica, is what's used in glass. That's a big problem. We're running out of everything. As a matter of fact, the Chinese are sending ships around Taiwan, and they're mining the sand around Taiwan. They're stealing the sand because they can't get it anyplace else. This is a big problem. So construction projects that you're thinking about are going to cost more if you're going to use concrete. So as I look at things, are they going to keep making this? Whatever it is. And with the jars, I don't throw out jars. And I would say to Mrs. Finelli, let's keep these jars. And she said, but we got a bunch of them. I go, yeah, I know. So let's get some more. And my favorite jars are the pasta sauce jars that we've collected over the years. You know, those 24-ouncers with the lids all washed and sterilized. And I bought some popcorn. 10 bags of popcorn. Menards had it on sale. It's going in those glass pasta sauce jars. Packed as tightly as I can get it. Get as much air as I can get out. Put the popcorn in there. And it'll last a lifetime.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last segment, domestic engineering with Kathy. Kathy, my favorite jars that are plastic are the ones that mayonnaise or that salad dressing that looks like mayonnaise come in. And I've got a bunch of them. I've been collecting for years and years and years. So I've got nuts and bolts and sheetrock screws of different sizes, all organized in these jars that the labels easily come off. Plastic jars with plastic lids, heat shrink tubing, relays, fuses, router bits, you know, small PVC, plumbing fittings. The list goes on and on and on. And I like them because they don't shatter if you drop them. You can see through them and see what's inside. And the lids keep the air from exchanging and further oxidizing the contents. So I really like them. But I had one other question for you, and this is something that's kind of bothering me. Pasta. Pasta does not survive at our house through its best use-by date without getting bugs in it. We're not doing it. These bugs are hatching out of the pasta, and it doesn't matter what the brand is. Made in USA pasta. Bugs. Kathy, are you seeing this or is it just us?
No, Vince, I'm not. And I wondered, you talked about that before, but I wonder if you're getting it in the transport. Like, if I don't know if you don't have anything shipped to you.
Well, yes, we are. Yes, we are. And here's what happens. So in Berea, I'm going to call them today. We've got a couple cases. And what happens is these bugs hatch out of the ends of the pasta where it's cut. So the pasta is extruded and they cut it into strands or they cut it into rigatoni or whatever they cut it into. Where the cut marks are, that's where these bugs hatch out of. And it's built into the pasta. So it's not like it's coming into the box or in the cardboard. So it may be in the transportation of the wheat. It may be, I'm thinking that this wheat is substandard. I think that. And so what do you do with all this pasta? Well, I'm taking the bugs out of it, and I'm cooking it up for the dogs, and I'm giving them a small amount each day. But you know what? They don't like it. They don't like it. So, I feed the dogs, a couple of the shepherds out on the veranda, and it looks like we've got worms all over the veranda because there's these white strands of spaghetti. They take it out. They don't want to eat it. They don't want to eat it either. So, actually, I look at what the dogs eat, and if they don't want it, it's worth a second look at why don't they want it. And maybe we shouldn't have it as well. But that is something that it doesn't matter what the brand is, and it doesn't matter where we store it. These bugs just hatch out of the pasta. And it's not like we live in a bug-infested house. That is not the case. It's in the pasta. It's baked in or built in or extruded in. Okay, back to you.
Vince, you were talking about the pasta jars, and one quick tip that you can use is, like, I dehydrate all kinds of things, peppers, potatoes, everything. So you can take those pasta jars, and what I do, I mean, you can do one or two things with those. What I do is I have a big canister from Food Saver, and I put the lid on, and then I use my accessory to that, or you can use a brake leader. And you can suck the air out, and it will seal those lids inside. Or if you have the top, it's a standard canning jar lid top from Food Saver, or you have a wide mouth, so depending on what you have. If that fits on there, sometimes you can use your brake leader, and you can suck out the air. But I do it for, like you, popcorn, grains. And then I also save all my... Sometimes you get like mixed nuts or cashews or something, and they're like probably about six, eight inches high, and they have a real wide lid. And those are nice for storing, and they stack. I actually had a carpenter ask me to save them for him for all of his little pieces and nuts and screws and things that he used. So I saved them like 10 of them, and they're clear. I mean, you can take the label off the front, but the back is, you know, on the sides are clear so you can see what's in there. You know, Vince, real quick, I know we're running out of time, but I did want to mention to really take inventory of all your preps right now and take a marker and date them. Like I went through mine and I found something from 2017 that was way in the back that I didn't know. So, but I would say just really go through and do an inventory and try to really be smart when you shop. Look at what you have. I was in the store a couple days ago, and I found three mistakes on my receipt, and it added up to be $18.50 that I was overcharged. So really scan your receipts, whether you're picking it up, whether you're ordering online or in the grocery store, Vince. It's just a lot. You have to be smart and really organize your prep and know what you have.
Very well said. Kathy, when you talk about a brake leader, I just want to make sure the class understands. This is an automotive tool. And yes. The one that I believe Kathy has, the one we have, is called Mighty Vac. M-I-T. Let's see how they spell it. M-I-T-Y-V-A-C. It's about $47 right now. It didn't used to be. It was $35. But with the reduction in inflation, the price went up, right? So, yeah. I don't believe this 6.5% inflation. I don't believe it for a second. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
You're welcome, Ben. Okay, Ben.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.